Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm your guest host, Brandi Buzzard, and don't turn the dial. I promise you are in the right place here on the Kansas Farm Bureau podcast. I'm excited to be here with Brandon Kerwin, who is a member of the YF&R Planning Committee. And we're going to be talking about the upcoming YF&R Leaders Conference with Kansas Farm Bureau. Brandon is actually returning from the Kansas Farm Bureau annual conference as we speak. He has just put in many hours and days at the Kansas Farm Bureau annual conference. And so we're excited to talk to him about that and what he's looking forward to at the end of the year. So with that, Brandon, why don't you tell yourself or tell me and the audience a little bit about yourself, your background and things like that?
Yeah, so I'm from Jackson County up in the first district, so Northeast Kansas area. I'm a fifth generation farmer, farm alongside my dad and my mom. We raise corn and soybeans, and then we also have a cow-calf operation, commercial cow-calf operation on the side. When I'm not doing that, I also have a custom spraying business that I have invested in the last few years. And so that keeps me pretty busy between that and the cattle and the crops. And then my wife, Courtney, and I, we just had our first little one in April. He's eight months old. And that's hard to say, 8 months old. And he keeps us pretty busy. So he'll be the sixth generation on our farm. So pretty excited to see, you know, his future involvement and, you know, seeing the farm in his eyes is pretty cool too. Even at a young age, you can just see the difference what cattle are to a little kid versus what it might be to you at 30 years old or 40 years old or however old a person may be. It's pretty cool to kind of see that first enjoyment through his eyes. So that's a little bit about me.
You mentioned a custom spraying operation when you aren't busy with the crops and the cattle. And then you mentioned your family. So there's not a lot of spare time I can hear in your life. And so that makes it even more meaningful that you're willing to serve the state association and also your county through Young Farmers and Ranchers. But like, what drew you to the Kansas Farm Bureau's Young Farmers and Ranchers to get you started?
In college, I was a part of Allen County Collegiate Farm Bureau. And so that was my first experience with it. Came up for Collegiate Quiz Bowl and that kind of stuff, and felt like that was a pretty unique experience. Things were geared towards my age group, especially in the earlier sessions and on the Friday, I believe, of the conference. And so it was focused around me and my peers at the time. I did kind of step away from it as I transferred to K-State. And then as I went along my young adult life after college, really didn't get back into it until I got on my county board about 6-7 years ago. And so then I took advantage of it again. I have a really good county coordinator in Jackson County, and she kind of said, hey, you need to go be a part of this. So I started going to a few, and then ultimately got asked here last year to be on the state committee representing District 1. And I just felt like it was not necessarily with the kiddo coming the right time necessarily, but I just felt like it was a higher calling than just going and attending. And so I wanted to see what it was about and see how the other side of the conference is and the planning side of it, and trying to find my place in terms of bringing in keynote speakers and making the activities and stuff. And so that's, I guess, really what kind of drove me to it, was just going to the conference a few times, seeing and remembering how much fun I had when I was on the collegiate side of things. And I wanted to just kind of be more involved in that. So that's how I kind of got to be on the conference committee.
Well, you mentioned that you're on the county board in Jackson County, and that's great. The county involvement, that's where things really get started. What county events are happening in Jackson County? Are there any YF&R or Farm Bureau events, but also specific YF&R events in your county?
Yeah. So in our county and in the surrounding areas, we haven't focused too much in District 1. I shouldn't say that though. John and Kinsley Soxie and the people before them, they did a few events throughout the last few years to try and drive Young Farmer and Rancher engagement and try and get more people from District 1 to come to the YF&R conference. And so I'm just trying to build on that. But we also have a dual county thing we're working on with Pottawatomie County. And honestly, it was their idea. And then they asked us if we were interested in it. It's going to be in February after the conference is over. And we're just going to have the Peterson Farm Brothers come out. And it's going to just be a social event. That was one thing I told both county coordinators when it was first brought to our county coordinator to do that. I really wanted it to be a social event, just a place where there was no membership drive, there was really no extra to it. It was just for them to get together, network, and just be themselves and enjoy the evening and try not to push Farm Bureau criteria necessarily in front of them. I want it to be about the people of those counties, the young adults in the counties, and really, get them to want to be engaged, not so much that force them to or feel like it, oh, it's just another place where I'm gonna have to someone sit in front of me and tell me, wow, I should be a part of the Farm Bureau. I just really want it to be, hey, it's just a good time, come hang out. And so I'm kind of looking forward to that. We're also gonna be working on, I tried to do it last year, but having a kiddo and all the new parenting things that for me it took its toll, I guess you'd say, or my priorities kind of changed. But we were hoping to do a farm tour, like a party bus farm tour deal. We had flyers and everything, so I'm not going to disclose that information because I'm going to use those same flyers for this year or whatnot because it didn't get off the ground. But we're going to get a party bus hopefully and tour some two or three stops. Within the district, different parts of the counties we represent, and just hope again, same thing. Not really trying to push the Farm Bureau thing, more so just pushing the young farmer and rancher narrative that, you have a voice, it's important, and you need to be involved in your community, whether that's just showing up to an event like this or working on your local school boards or in your own county farm bureaus, whatever the case may be, just advocating for yourself and for your neighbors and your community and, trying to build that now so then when they get older, they have that ability to have connections, have a network and really know what they're advocating for. And so that's kind of what's going on in District One, I guess you'd say.
Well, that sounds like there's a lot going on. Yes, your priorities change once you have a child. They are quite time consuming if you haven't gotten that yet. But the good news, this isn't a parenting podcast, but they do get a little, they get more independent so that they're not like, please hold me so my head doesn't roll off. Like it does get a little less intensive. It's not easier. It's just less intensive and a little easy. So it's okay. It'll be all right. I love the idea of the farm tour on a party bus, and I'm wondering if you take outside guests from different counties of that, because that sounds great. But I applaud what you were saying earlier. You said that encouraging younger farmer and ranchers that like you have to show up. There's a quote that's like history is written by the victors, but I was thinking that's not the quote I was looking for. There's something about like like events are dictated by those who show up, right? Like you got to show up to make something worthwhile for yourself, or like you can't play armchair quarterback. Choose whichever one of those cliches you want. Like if you want to make a difference, you have to show up. And so I think that's a good message there. You're not just talking about, you said you didn't want it just to be like a join Farm Bureau. It was like a networking and a value of people and that kind of thing. And I just think that, that's a great incentive, I guess, the phrase I'm looking for, and like value to provide to farmers and ranchers at our age. So bravo on that, because not every county is doing that. So I can see why they put you on the committee.
Well, I mean, to be honest though, I was that armchair person, especially when I got out of college. I thought, oh, I don't have time for this. It's not, I'll let the other people speak for me. And the more that I have been on the county board and the more that I've been involved in just my community alone, I've realized that, my voice does matter. And a lot of people should really step back and realize that it's okay to have an opinion and it's okay to voice your opinion. Not everybody's going to agree with you. And some people will, but don't be intimidated by the hoopla of it all, I guess. That's one thing, it does get overwhelming, and you think, dang, I'm not the person for that. And I'll be frank, I was wrong with that thought process. I honestly think it is okay to be vocal and it's okay, even if you're not right. I mean, you try to be as right as you can, right? You want to be accurate and be informative. You just don't want to shoot it off the cuff. I guess where I'm going with this is, the time is now. I mean, you're young and you're you have more knowledge than you think, and it's our generation now that needs to step up because we're the future. And so now that I'm more involved, I've realized that, and I've been very appreciative of my willingness to go and one, not just mine, but being asked to be on the board and stuff. So, you know, willingness for them to take a chance on me and letting my voice be heard. It's been a, you know, it's kind of changed my life in a way. So, and my trajectory.
Well, that's great. I mean, it's nice when you hear someone's experience, like when they're giving to an organization and they positively contribute to the organization. But to be like a true mutually beneficial thing, it should also positively impact you. And so that sounds like that's happening. Since you've been on the YF&R committee, like what have been some of the benefits of being involved on that committee, but then also what have been some of the headaches or something like that, that being on the committee?
Well, just planning was obviously one of the large things. I guess I'll start with the positives. Those are easier. I'll take the easy one there. You get to meet a lot of people from all over the state, first and foremost, you know, and they all have different walks of life than you. It's one of those deals that you can go into that and feel overwhelmed in the fact, like, oh, I don't know anybody that's on this board and whatnot. So it is a little scary, a little intimidating. But once you get to having those meetings and visiting with everybody, there's a lot more similarities than you think, and it becomes more comfortable. And so I feel like I've met, especially with the group that's going off this year, you know, they've been phenomenal for us as the first year's now second year committee members. They've been impactful for us. They've helped guide us for this conference for this year in 2025. And, you know, they've become more like friends and family than, you know, strangers. And so that's been very, very nice. And something that I've really enjoyed is getting to hear everybody's story and their walk of life and how more commingled we are than what we think. And so that's been kind of been a positive for me. The challenge has been planning the conference. Not that I've done a lot. We got Lauren and Edie to thank for all their efforts to help us nail down keynotes and panelists and all the logistical things. So we have a lot to do, but they have more to do. So it has been kind of challenging because you're just trying to make it the best you can, or, you know, exceed expectations. And ultimately, as a person who's kind of a people pleaser, whether I want to be or not, that's been my biggest worry is like, well, I hope this doesn't, you know, completely stink and people don't get nothing out of it. So that's just me though. So that's really been the biggest challenge, you know, I'd say on the committee is just getting the conference planned and trying to make sure it's the best we can possibly make it.
Well, I'm looking here at the agenda and it looks like, I mean, you guys' work looks like you've been hard at work. There's a ton of workshop topics about agritourism, succession planning, mental health, women in ag, grain marketing analysis, renewable energy, the road from farmer to politics. I'm sure that will be very interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a whole variety of things there for people. And then you've got keynotes, the Ag Quiz Bowl, a networking lunch, like obviously there's a trade show, there's year-end awards, like the Excellence in Ag competition, you know, all these things, like really truly sounds like you guys have put something together that's going to appeal to a wide variety of people. What are you looking forward to? Like maybe one or two of the things that you're looking forward to the most, since we are what's today? Today is the 9th. We are 1 month and 1 day out from the kickoff of the conference. So what are you most looking forward to?
I would say I always enjoyed the kickoff. I think that's, you know, very unique. We did it last year at the stadium there, the football stadium. We're lucky to go back and do it again.
Oh, great. Yeah.
There won't be the games like there was last year, so people don't have to worry about getting injured, or we don't have to have a medic on scene. So I'm pretty excited about that part of it.
That's a benefit, yeah?
Yeah, we don't have to worry about any insurance claims coming up on us here, but no, I'm kidding. The other thing I'm looking forward to is we have a panel of, I think it's going to be beneficial and kind of, you know, where this conversation's headed with the, where we've talked about, you know, how I got involved and then a lot of the questions that we're getting for people who have come to YF&R before and now they've aged out is what do I do now? You know, what do I do now? Why would I be involved after YF&R? And so we're going to have a panel of people that have been on it before, like been on the committee before or attended the YF&R events before, and then even people that are currently sitting on the state committee. And so we're gonna have that panel kind of excites me because it's going to appeal to everybody. You know, it's going to appeal to the young person that is coming from the collegiate side of things. And okay, now that I'm maybe going to graduate this fall or this spring, you know, I want to be involved. What can I do with Farm Bureau to be involved? We're going to have that. You might not fall into the YF&R side of things, but we're going to have it to where, you know, okay, I can go support my county, or hey, I can jump on this committee or that committee, and you can start becoming involved there. Plus, what are you going to do after you're out of age and you're not going to be able to come to the conference anymore? Well, you can be like me. You can become a voting delegate for your county and go to annual meeting and help direct policy for our lobbyist team and all of our staff for that matter, and really help push that forward. And not to mention, you know, whatever your heart desires, Farm Bureau has something for you that can help you attain whatever goal that you want to do throughout, you know, whether you're young or you're phased out of YF&R. This is a starting point for you to get to where you want to be. And the Farm Bureau can help you get there through committees, being a board of director member, being a county director, whatever you have. There's so many avenues that the Farm Bureau can do for you. And it starts with YF&R conference, or and I believe that panel would be very beneficial for anybody who's wanting to be more involved at any point in their life right now. So that panel really excites me. There's gonna be some unique panelists on there. So that one excites me, I guess.
Well, it's like you knew what I was going to ask you, because I was going to ask, you intend to stay involved with Farm Bureau after you've aged out of YF&R, and it sounds like you've already aged out of YF&R. Is that right?
No, I'm still young enough. I'm only 30.
Oh,
So
okay.
I'm on my last year, so this will be my second term on the so that's two year term, I guess. So this is my second year. So me and all the odd number district YF&R state committees will be off the committee board, but we're still, well, I don't know, I don't want to answer for everybody, but for me, I can still attend the conference. So but no, I'm not phased out yet necessarily, but I've been very involved in the last 4 or 5 years here, on the county level and on the state level. So for me personally, I'm probably going to take a step back once I get off this committee, now that I got my first little one, and kind of focus on the family and the farm for a few years. And you know, the Farm Bureau is always there for you regardless. I know that now, so I might take a step back and focus on myself and my family and the farm. So, but I probably won't be off the I won't be sitting on the bench probably too long if I had to guess.
Yeah. Do you have any intention or desire to get involved, like get back at the state level or even on the national level?
I haven't really thought about the national level, I guess. So that would just probably be something that if it was brought to me and offered to me, I'd have to consider it. When it comes to the state side of things, for sure would, you know, get on a few committees if the again the opportunity presents itself, especially since I raise cattle and I have a custom spraying business and raise corn and soybeans. I mean, pretty diversified in what I do, so I bring a lot of knowledge to a lot of different committees that they have to offer. So yeah, I think I'd be more involved, hopefully down the road with some of those committees moving forward. I don't know if I'd ever run for board of director job quite yet, because that takes a lot of time. So
Yeah,
well.
remember the kids are very time intensive now. And then there's a brief period when they can are potty trained, but before they are like doing sports like biddy ball at age 7 or something like that. So there's a few year gap there where you've got time to do it, but it's a small gap. So
Right.
who
Yep.
are the keynote speakers? Let's talk about those real quick.
So on Sunday we're gonna have Jordy Nelson actually be our keynote speaker. So it's gonna be a kind of a round table, more low key type of deal. He's gonna just kind of tell you about his life coming from the ag, you know, from a farming background, just right up the road in Riley County. And then his experiences through football and how he's been able to tie in agriculture through his NFL career and how the two gelled together, and then probably talk about what he did after football and now what he, you know, now that he's back at the farm. So pretty excited for that. I think that's going to draw a lot of buzz for the conference. And I think Jordy's going to bring a pretty cool conversation to us on Sunday when we're on our last day, once we're eating breakfast and having, you know, our final wrap up. I think that's a really good way to end it. So pretty excited. Looking forward to see Jordy at the conference this year.
That'll be awesome. That'll just be top flight. That's great. So, for those who haven't been before, or who may be on the fence about going, who can't you be pushed over by Jordy Nelson? Like, maybe if they're still, they've heard Jordy Nelson, like, oh, I'm intrigued. This is your opportunity to give a sales pitch for someone to attend the Young Farmers and Ranchers Leaders Conference, which is January 10th through 12th, this coming year, 2025 in Manhattan. So give us your sales pitch on why someone should attend.
For me personally, what I would really encourage everyone to do, and my sales pitch on the deal is, this conference is about you. It's about young farmers and ranchers in the state of Kansas. It's focused on your struggles, and it's kind of going to be, in my opinion, it's going to be the baseline for you to build upon as you get older and as you go through life. And so you're going to be able to build networking through conversations and everything else, but then you're also going to have a lot of panels that are going to help you propel yourself further on throughout your career. And I just think it's a very beneficial program to anybody who's really looking for more information. And you can get a lot of information in one spot come January 10th through the 12th. So that's, I guess, my biggest sales pitch on everything is just, I encourage everyone to just sign up, come hang out, see Jordy Nelson. I don't know if he's going to do autographs, but like,
he has come to. Out. Like, you can't come.
I hope he does. I'm going to bring my son up there. I'm going to make him sign his forehead and we're never going to watch it again. But no, I mean, there's a lot more important things than getting Jordy Nelson's autograph, but it's just going to be a really good time. A lot of fun, really low key, very comfortable type of deal. Just come and be relaxed and have a good time. Don't feel like you have to do everything. Just come and enjoy yourselves and spend a weekend up in Manhattan and go to Aggieville or downtown in Points and just come hang out and get to know people and have a good time and make it be a getaway weekend. If nothing else, just come enjoy it.
Well, I'm sold. A getaway weekend in Manhattan, Jordy Nelson, lots of development and learning, or personal development and learning opportunities. I think it sounds great. So, well, that, Brandon, is all we have for you today. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kansas Farm Bureau Inside Ag podcast. Thank you for your devotion to Kansas Farm Bureau and to pouring into the agriculture industry and into young leaders in the state. I know that is greatly appreciated, not just by myself, but by many others. And for those listening, it is not too late to register. You put the YFNR Leaders Conference on your calendar for January 10th through 12th, 2025 in Manhattan, Kansas. You can learn more about the agenda and YFNR and Kansas Farm Bureau in general at www.kfb.org/YFR.